Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Remember what she had to say. I have only communicated with this August committee on two occasions. The first was 10 years ago when I wrote a strong letter in support of now Justice Elena Kagan, whose term as Dean of Harvard Law School overlapped with my own. The second is today introducing and endorsing Amy Coney Barrett in equally strong terms. Some might find these recommendations in juxtaposition, but I find them entirely consistent. So do I. I voted for both. The committee will hold over S-4632, Online Consent Policy Modernization Act. I ask unanimous consent that notwithstanding the motion of October 15th, setting the vote on the Barrett nomination at 1 p.m., the committee proceed immediately to vote on the Barrett nomination. Any objection? Without objection. On the motion to report the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, the clerk will call the roll.
Favorably to the floor.
Favorably to the floor, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Cornyn.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Hawley.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Ms. Ernst.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Blackburn.
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy. Mr. Durbin. Mr. Whitehouse. Ms. Klobuchar. Mr. Coons. Mr. Blumenthal. Ms. Hirono. Mr. Booker. Ms. Harris. Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
The nomination will be reported favorably to the floor with a unanimous vote. Senator Cornyn.
So there you have it. You just listened live as the Senate Judiciary Committee, void of any Democrats, voted the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett out of committee and onto the full Senate on a 12-0 final vote. In fact, they had a rule in the judiciary that at least two members of the opposing party had to at least be present because the Democrats refused to attend the meeting today. They first voted to waive that rule, which they did, and then they voted 12-0 to nominate her. And that's the majority. That's the vote they needed. And now she will There'll be 30 hours of debate, and then on Monday, it appears, or possibly Tuesday, maybe late Monday, it's going to come to a vote in the United States Senate.
All right. That's what we thought was going to happen, right?
Yes, and it happened so quickly. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe we would be killing some time here this morning waiting for them to vote, but clearly Lindsey Graham has got some campaigning to do back home, and he just wanted to get this over with.
Well, why mess around? You got the people in the room that we're going to do it.
Yeah, let's get this done. There's John Cornyn talking about Amy Coney Barrett right now. Let's listen to this for a second.
It has to do whether you can sever the unconstitutional portion from the rest of the ACA and that it will survive. But the fact is Democrats have already moved on from the ACA. In Senator Cruz in my state in the last 6 years, the premiums for an individual under the ACA have gone up, I believe, 57%. The average deductible is about $3,000. For a family of four, the deductible is $12,000, which means that in essence, you do not have insurance coverage. You're essentially self-insured. So what Democrats have done is they realized that all of the promises that were made to the American people leading up to the passage of the ACA, they have been broken. I remember President Obama saying, if you liked your policy, you could keep your policy. If you liked your doctor, you can keep your doctor. None of that's true. They said that we would have essentially universal health insurance coverage. That's obviously not true. So ACA has failed. Our Democratic colleagues recognize that. And that's why they have, from the presidential candidates running in the primary all the way down to people running in this election on November 3rd, including in my state, have advocated a single-payer system.
Senator Cornyn there bringing up some of the opposition comments that were made about Amy Coney Barrett and how she would be the deciding vote to kill Obamacare and strip millions of people of their health insurance. People are going to be dropping dead in the streets because of Amy Coney Barrett. That's the kind of warped logic they were trying to use against this candidate. That's clearly outrageous. It's silly.
Mm-hmm. Also irrelevant. She said she'll vote based on the constitutionality of things.
Right.
That's right. What you want from a justice, right?
Not on the politics of it.
Right.
So anyway, Amy Coney Barrett is on her way to a full Senate vote. You just heard it live here on the air as the vote was taken in the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'll get to a quick break. What say you? I got Charles on hold on line one. Got a few lines open at 314-241-9797.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Big Tech is out to get conservatives. Big Tech is out to get the president.
President Trump and I are going to protect freedom.
13 days until the most important election of our lifetime.
Joe Biden is like a warm sweater.
It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family.
10% held by Hunter for the big guy. I wonder who the big guy was. The big guy. He doesn't look so big to me.
We know who the big guy is, and guess what 60 Minutes went out and did? They did an interview with the president, which apparently he got up and walked out on because it was so biased, and they sent Nora O'Donnell to pitch softballs to sleepy Joe Biden. I wanted you to hear Joe Biden finally gave an answer on whether or not he would pack the court. And guess what? Not surprisingly, after 47 years there, he gave a Washington answer. He's going to appoint a commission to study it.
If elected, what I will do is I'll put together a national commission of bipartisan commission of scholars, constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservative. And I will ask them to, over 180 days, come back to me with recommendations as to how to reform the court system, because it's getting out of whack. The way in which it's being handled. And then,
how's it out of whack exactly?
It's not about court packing. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I'd look to see what recommendations that commission might make.
So you're telling us you're going to study this issue about whether to pack the court?
No, whether there's a number of alternatives that are go well beyond packing.
This is a live ball.
Oh, it is a live ball. No, it is a live ball. We're going to have to do that. And you're going to find there's a lot of conservative constitutional scholars are saying it as well. The last thing we need to do is turn the Supreme Court into just a political football. Whoever has the most votes gets whatever they want. Presidents come and go.
That's what he wants. What am I missing here? The last thing we need to do is turn the Supreme Court into a political football. On all of these major issues, the liberal justices vote as a block. If any justices ever trade votes, it's the conservatives. Mm-hmm. We just saw it in this case in Alabama yesterday. Wow. You talk about, he wants people on the court that will vote on their based on their heart and not their head. That's not what we need on the court. But he's going to find the right mix of people who agree with him to recommend expanding the court or revising because it's out of whack, is how he put it. Or at least I said it's out of whack.
That's how you put it. Yeah, we heard it.
He did say out of whack. He did say that.
You make an interesting point, though, with that politician answer and the whole we're going to form a committee to evaluate.
No.
He said that literally about everything.
Everything.
Be a leader.
Everything. Race, policing, equality. There's going to be a committee for everything. And that is his go-to answer.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to let somebody else make those decisions for me.
Right. It's deflect. It'll be deflect.
Kamala Harris in this case. Let me get to the phones here real quick. Bert, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Oh, hi, everybody. Good morning. First of all, I appreciate your radio station. I appreciate your views and just trying to balance everything out for folks to be able to make a very good decision about which way they want to go. I just wanted to call in, and you were talking about the Affordable Care Act. Apologize. The new judge isn't going to have people dying in the streets. They're already dying in the streets. I lost my brother and his partner in 18 waiting for open enrollment, moving from one state to another because of the restrictions of being able to start with a new doctor when you move from state to state. I had a friend here in the St. Louis area that died waiting to get enrolled when a representative had come to our office not once but twice and promised she could help anyone that we sent her way. My friend waited and waited for a return call while she was just in assisted living. But anyway, because I don't want to take up a lot of your time. But the other issue I have is Black Lives do matter, and I don't think anyone would argue that. What I have a problem is I don't see anyone marching with names on cardboard and poster boards for all the innocent folks that are getting killed black on black here in St. Louis. Where are those people marching for the names of those children and people sitting on their front porches being killed by drive-bys, sitting in their cars, they're getting killed, and nobody's marching the streets with their names up on a poster board? What about the officer of 41 years in Houston that was just killed by an illegal alien? Yes. And there's no uproar on that. So anyway, that's my opinion.
That.
I think it should be across the board instead of being hypocrites.
Bert, thank you for the call. I really do appreciate that. Where was the march for David Dorn?
Right.
I mean, I know there was a brief procession for his funeral, but there was not a big march. That just didn't happen.
No, not a national movement against the violence.
Yeah, to her point, Amy Coney Barrett is not going to be the deciding vote on Obamacare. This is going to be held up to the Constitution. They'll look at the severability. Can it exist with what's been taken out of it? And if the answer is no, it's no. And if it's yes, it's yes. And it shouldn't be, the decision shouldn't be. But millions of people will lose their health care that wasn't given to them till 2010 because of Obamacare, right? It needs to be replaced. This is what it's going to take to do it. So be it. It's got to be fixed. And single payer is not an option, period. 314-241-9797. Tom Ackerman's going to join us to talk more about the World Series between the Rays and the Dodgers, and of course what the Cardinals are doing in the offseason. We'll be right back.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Well, I guess it's a good thing it's a travel day for the World Series, Tom Ackerman, because we have a debate to watch tonight.
Yeah, a travel day back to the hotel. Isn't that funny? It's like they just like, okay, now you're the home team. You know what's interesting is the Tampa Bay Rays actually couldn't make it into Arlington until Monday because the Braves hadn't vacated their hotel yet. You know, Game 7 was Sunday night, so the Braves spent the night and left the hotel on Monday. Rays couldn't come in until Monday, so they actually couldn't work out down there till Monday night. They got a workout in and then played Game 1 of the World Series on Tuesday and got absolutely annihilated. I mean, the Dodgers looked great. Dodgers have been in Arlington since early October. They played the division series there, the championship series. They've had their families down there. You know, it's, they've got a some family member. It's mostly Dodgers family with each other. But anyway, it's a bubble, and the Dodgers have been acclimated to it and everything. The Rays came over from San Diego, lost the first game, and I think a lot of people probably thought, well, you know what? The Rays' magic has run out. This Dodgers team is too good. They imposed their will on them in the first game. Not so fast. The Rays are very, very good. They're very much an unknown. I would say even the sharpest Cardinals fan might not know the entire roster. They know Randy Arozarena, that's for sure.
Yes.
But they probably don't know the Rays team, you know? And this Rays team is really good. I mean, they have a stacked bullpen. They have an aggressive group of hitters that really, to this point, had struggled. They didn't hit very well against the Astros. They beat them with pitching and defense. Well, they hit last night. I mean, they ambushed the Dodgers early, and I think woke some people up to understand that this is going to be a long series. And I'm still sticking with my pick. I'm picking the Rays to win this World Series. And I'm kind of torn because even though I grew up not liking the Dodgers at all as a big rival of the Cardinals, my heart kind of pulls for Vin Scully. You know, I mean, Vin Scully is 92. The Dodgers haven't won the World Series since 1988. Vin, God love him, he's out there on Twitter and Instagram posting videos and pictures. And, you know, I want the Dodgers to win for him also. So I'm just sort of back and forth on this.
I don't like the Dodgers. I never have.
Yeah.
Never will. And I don't really have a feeling about Tampa Bay. So I'd be just as happy if they pulled off the upset here.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think Tampa Bay, I just like teams like that. I like teams with a low payroll that found a way to make it happen. And that's exactly what they've done. I mean, they've gotten to this point now, and I'm feeling pretty confident about the pick. I think the Dodgers have the better team. I think they have, obviously, the highest paid team. It's what a luxury it is to have such a high payroll and then say, you know what, we're going to trade for Mookie Betts. And then we're going to give him a 12-year, $365 million deal. It must be nice. It must be nice to be, to add all that payroll. But that's what the Dodgers did. So they have the better team. But they also have more pressure. And I think that in sports, if you're having fun and you're calm and confident, you're going to be better. And it's when you're faced with pressure and tight that things don't turn out as well. And I think the longer this series go, my gut feeling tells me that the Rays will be the calm, playing on house money type team, and they're just sort of having fun. They have to be looking at each other right now like, oh, yeah, this is what we're talking about. This is why we got this far, and now we have the Dodgers thinking about us.
It was pretty fun last night. I didn't watch the game, but I saw some of the highlights on Fox Sports when they tweeted it out with the fan who caught the home run ball. Did you see that? So the guy catches Will Smith's home run ball out in the stands in the outfield, and he's got the ball in one hand and his glove in the other one after he caught it. And he's so excited that he throws his hand forward with the glove on it. The glove flies off his hand and onto the field right into Rosarena's feet, who was kind of looking
that's
up.
That's really hard to do.
He didn't throw the ball back. He threw his glove into the outfield accidentally.
There are some real characters out in those seats, I got to tell you. They had about 11,000 plus. And I think because it's a smaller crowd, we get to concentrate on them more. You know, there's nowhere to hide when you're in 11,300 in a stadium that holds whatever that is, 50,000. So, yeah, it looks like fun to be at that game again. I miss being a baseball fan, I got to tell you. I really do. I miss sitting out in the seats and drinking a beer and eating a hot dog. We'll get there. It's nice to see that. I hope that Fox really highlights that and shows the fans as much as they can. And I do hope the fans, of course, are being safe and doing what they're supposed to do, distance themselves from each other. Let's see. We're not all the way back yet, but it is nice to see them.
Any movement, speaking of payroll, for the Cardinals?
I think that they will do something this offseason. It's hard to say, Mark, about money, because we need to know what they're going to do with Yadier Molina. And Molina has told us over and over that he wants a two-year deal wherever he goes. Certainly hope that's here. You can't discount all the things that he provides you, even though he's not the young buck that he once was. This guy is a heck of a player. He's the glue to the clubhouse. And if you want to be a pitching and defensive team, you need Yadier Molina behind the plate. And then eventually you hand over the keys to an Andrew Kisner or Ivan Herrera or any of these prospects that they have coming up. So what are you going to pay him? Is Adam Wainwright coming back? Because you'd have to pay him too. And picking up an option on Colton Wong, so that's $12.5 million. And it starts to add up. You have your contracts to Matt Carpenter and Dexter Fowler eat up some payroll too. So you got to figure out what you're going to do payroll-wise and then move forward. But, you know, if the Cardinals still think that they can fix the outfield internally, they might want a second opinion on that. And I can tell them that, you know, they tried that, and it didn't work out with Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader and Lane Thomas. That trio just didn't produce what you wanted.
Right.
You do have Dylan Carlson, so that's good. And you can definitely provide some offense that way. But I think that it's okay to look around. They're not going to be able to throw a huge contract at a guy like George Springer, who's going to command, what, 5, 6, 7 years probably. But maybe something a little bit smaller in shorter term, you could put some money that way. The Cardinals have money. They're not making money hand over fist like they would have because they didn't have any fans in the seats this year. But let's see. It's not my money to spend, I'll tell you that. But you do have to be understanding if you're an organization to not, and it wouldn't be like the Cardinals to just break the bank on something.
No. And my friend Dan Buck listening this morning, Tommy just texted me and he pointed out that the Rays have the third lowest payroll in baseball. The Cardinals' payroll is 4 times higher than Tampa Bay. So a lot of it is just the right mix of people. I mean, there's a little bit of luck involved, right?
There is, you know, and the Cardinals had that first game in hand against the Padres, and then the second and third games got away from them, you know, and who knows. But, no, it does. The Cardinals' philosophy is we want to be competitive every single year. They have been. I mean, they have been. They've made the postseason 14 times since 2000. But the standards are high around here. I mean, Cardinals fans don't like finishing one and done.
I know.
They don't like watching other teams dance around and celebrate. We've won 11 world championships around here. So the goal every year for a Cardinals fan is, what are you going to do to put a team out there that gives me promise that we're going to raise the 12th world championship flag? So that's the quandary the Cardinals are in. They do not ever take for granted their massive fan base. They want them interested and engaged. So that's something else that they'll have to consider.
Well, you know, somebody much wiser than me said one time, baseball is not a difficult sport. Any idea who that is? Just teasing anybody.
Don't ever change that open.
Don't you worry. So I will never change that open. Hey, who's on the Garage Happy Hour tonight?
It is so fun. Speaking of baseball, it's Dexter Fowler. He's going to be with me today from his home in Vegas. He's such a good guy, a great teammate. We'll tell some stories about some things behind the scenes with him. Good man. Dexter Fowler, Cardinals right fielder on the Garage Happy Hour on the KMOX Sports Facebook page. We'll get started a little later today. We'll start around 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Tom, thank you, my friend. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. See you later. Appreciate that. Good getting him on here. He was starting to say, it's only Thursday. I know what he was thinking, but he just didn't say it. Because I told him to have a good weekend.
That's his weekend. He works Sunday
through
Thursday.
Well, that's true.
So that was appropriate.
He's having a good weekend. He gets to start a little early. Yeah, exactly. We're going to be back here tomorrow, though, with post-debate coverage.
If Biden wins, the flag-burning demonstrators on the street will be running your federal government. Don't worry. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. You know my statement? Our country will never be a socialist country. Never, never, never.
I'm guessing we'll hear that line again tonight for the debate, which, of course, is scheduled to get underway at 8 o'clock our time. Just so you've got that time reserved this evening, we're going to be doing our same pre-debate plans that we did last time on Facebook with the Glover Show and our show, and then the Annie Fry folks will be on right after us, right?
Yep, timing should be the exact same. So yes. DGS will take it at 7, we'll be 7:20. Annie will be 7:40, and then debate will kick off.
Then the debate kicks off at 8. We'll carry the debate live here on the radio station.
Correct.
And then post-debate, Tony Colombo's back in. Last time he had Tim Jones with him. I'm guessing that's the plan again. Don't know for sure. But I'll be there. We'll all be calling in to give our impressions of the debate.
Yep. We'll have you covered.
It's awesome. Can't wait. Yep. You excited?
I'm just trying to figure out what to drink tonight. You know how debate night works.
It's almost like a Mark
Depends
Cox Morning Show happy
not,
hour.
Right?
Thank you.
Take it
Be
easy
careful.
On the vodka and the whiskey.
We need you tomorrow.
Yeah. Every time the president says, you're a liar, you lie, then that's when you have to drink.
Fake news.
That's true. Fake news, that'd be a good one, right?
Mm-hmm. Counting every time, how many times the mute button gets hit. Mm-hmm.
Every time he says Hunter, you should have to drink something.
Crooked media.
What about Hunter? You're such a liar. You lie.
Lies.
That's what he'll say. Yeah, I don't know. I hope he doesn't hammer the Hunter thing too much. Although these new emails are, I don't know, they're pretty damning, actually, suggesting, and as Jim Talon pointed out, the vice president was the former vice president at that point by 2017, but suggesting that he definitely had his toe in the water and wanted his cut of whatever money was coming in that Hunter had managed to get in terms of contracts. Yeah. I don't know.
I think even Senator Blunt said that the question is, does Joe legitimately remember? Is he actually capable of, like, remembering his role in that and all of the intricacies? And that's sad point. And needs to be handled delicately.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to Channel 2 and Channel 5. They both did stories on Sam Page potentially violating the county charter. He's apparently still on the payroll over at Mercy while being county executive.
Yeah.
That's huge to me because we were talking about the other day, they released that list of hospitals that basically said, we want Sam Page to keep all the power. And the question was, why would these hospitals want that? To me, there's a
little conflict
because
there.
Because he works there. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Tim Fitch brought that up, and apparently there's some dispute by Page, obviously, as to whether or not there's anything wrong with that. But Fitch's point is, when I was police chief, county police chief, I was not allowed to have any other employment. These are the only two jobs in the county where that's the requirement. This is you're supposed to dedicate all of your time to this duty. So maybe he has to give that up. Now, he's already taken a pay cut, I would suggest, from anesthesiologist to county executive. So stay tuned for more details on that, huh? I'm sure there's more to come. We'll be watching the debate tonight. Join us about 7 o'clock on Facebook. And, of course, after the debate right here on the air, Kilmeade's going to have the latest on the ACB Senate Judiciary vote just a few minutes ago. And then join Annie today, noon to 3. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.